Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Shockingly, some statistics show that 9 out of 10 children diagnosed in utero with Down syndrome will be aborted. It's astounding to think that these precious children are never given the chance to live, given story after story from parents who report lives full of energy and unlimited love from their children with Down syndrome. One contemporary report by Penny Starr of CNSNews.com exposed these horrible statistics. In 1972, a year before the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision legalized abortion on demand nationwide, virtually all children with trisomy 21 or Down syndrome were born. Less than a decade later, with the widespread availability of prenatal genetic testing, as many as 90% of women whose babies were prenatally diagnosed with the genetic condition chose to abort the child. She writes that the practice has been described by one physician as eugenic abortion. One survey of primary care physicians treating women carrying these babies, however, indicated that only 4% actively encourage women to bring Down syndrome babies to term. Starr reports that an anonymous survey of 499 primary care physicians in the United States, published by Georgetown University in 2000, indicated that only 4% of physicians who attend women whose babies are prenatally diagnosed encourage them to continue the pregnancy and allow the baby with Down syndrome to be born. 13% of doctors attending pregnant mothers whose babies are discovered to have Down syndrome, this survey said, emphasize the negative aspects of Down syndrome, and 10% said they urge the mothers to terminate the life of the baby. 63% reported they tried to be as unbiased as possible when delivering a prenatal diagnosis, and 10% indicated they emphasize the positive aspects of Down syndrome. To the vast majority of parents with these special children, their joy outweighs their worries, and they don't consider their children burdens. But there is, sadly, a mindset, even among doctors, that children with Down syndrome are a burden. Starr pointed to a 1998 study by Wayne State University. The study was published in the American Journal of Genetics, and it concluded that between 1987 and 1990, nearly 90% of unborn babies diagnosed with Down syndrome were aborted. That percentage has held steady. As technology improves, it also gives the medical community the ability to detect this condition even earlier in pregnancy. Even with the high percentage of abortions, the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists, or ACOG, has called for even more testing. In January 2007, ACOG wrote in their practice bulletin that all pregnant women, regardless of age, should be offered screening for Down syndrome. The physicians group also wrote, ACOG also advises that all pregnant women, regardless of their age, should have the option of diagnostic testing. ACOG recognizes that a woman's decision to have an amniocentesis or CVS is based on many factors, such as a family or personal history of birth defects and the risk of pregnancy loss from an invasive procedure. In February 2007, Dr. Will Johnson of Canadian Physicians for Life criticized ACOG's new guidelines. He wrote, "The progress of eugenic abortion into the heart of our society is a classic example of mission creep. In the 1960s, we were told that legal abortion would be a rare, tragic act in cases of exceptional hardship. In the 70s, abortion began to be both decried and accepted as birth control. In the 80s, respected geneticists pointed out that it was cheaper to hunt for and abort Down's babies than to raise them. By the 90s, that observation had been widely put into action. Now we are refining and extending our eugenic vision with new tests and abortion as our central tools." Please be sure to join me again tomorrow as we continue our look at these tragic abortions that amount to modern-day eugenics.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization.